If you love me, you will keep my word. Or in other words, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, says Jesus. This statement establishes the boundaries of our relationship with Jesus. We cannot be with Jesus and be indifferent to his message and his behaviors. We cannot disregard or disobey his laws. We cannot have a good relationship with Jesus absent of loving each other and trying to see him through our neighbor's eye. It is easy to say, I love God. But what about that driver in front of you who seems to be driving backward while you are already 5 minutes late for work? Or the one who almost caused you to get into a car accident because he or she was texting and driving? What about the sales clerk who had you waiting on the line while having a personal side conversation with their friend? Or even that gun who felt justified taking out his anger and frustration in a room full of innocent people? Jesus is telling us today that we don't have to like everything that one does, but we are called to love them anyway and leave the judgment for God to handle. Brothers and sisters, there is no loophole for God's law. If we really want to show our love for God, we must ask him to love through us those we have a hard time loving, because love them we must. In our gospel passage today, Jesus calls us to demonstrate our love for him by honoring his word. Jesus calls us to reflect his image in the world by obeying his will. Love is at the heart of Jesus' word. Last Sunday, in the 13th chapter of the Gospel according to John, we heard Jesus commanding his disciples to love one another. And 1 John 4:20 says that those who say, I love God, and hate their neighbors or sisters are liars. For those who do not love a brother or a sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. Jesus goes even further and explains how we should go about this love. To keep Jesus' word, in essence, is to love one another. In Matthew and Mark, Jesus identifies two great commandments: to love God and to love our neighbor. Jesus was trying to convey to his disciples then and us now that the only way that we can honestly say that we love him is when we show our love for each other. These commandments are the parameters by which our love and knowledge of Christ are defined. Today, we should ask ourselves, how are we doing when it comes to these commandments? How are we doing when it comes to show our love to those that are not so lovable? Jesus says, those who love me will keep my word. It might seem easy for us to try to differentiate these two acts, to love Jesus and to keep his word. Perhaps we might think that by doing one, we automatically do the other. My friends, I want to tell you that these two things are mutually exclusive, yet are paramount to building and keeping a good relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Those who love me will keep my word. For Jesus, love is an action. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. The 13th chapter of St. John, which we heard last Sunday, couldn't be any clearer. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. My friends, this is not something that neither you nor I can do alone. And that is why our answers to the questions laid out in the baptismal covenant has always been, I will, with God's help. My hope is that we come to understand that the best description of God is not just Almighty God, but it is rather most loving God. After all, God showed us the greatest example of love by offering up his Son to save us. What is greater than that? What can we ever do for our neighbors that is greater than that? Let Jesus' connection to us inspire us and lead us to bypass our barriers and egocentrism. Scriptures tells us that love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered, and it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. Love, I would say, does not flick fingers at the elderly driver in front of us for driving under the speed limit. Love does not judge the homeless person holding the hungry sign by the highway as lazy, nor a drunk heart. Our baptismal covenant calls us to strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. It also calls us to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves. To love God is to open our hearts and be in constant communication with him. In order to do so, we need to be in constant prayer, where we speak to God and listen for his response. And this way, we learn to know and love God. May the Spirit Jesus promised that the Father will send, teach us everything and help us to realize that the only way that we can love Jesus is by striving to keep his commandments. I pray that the Spirit of God within us fill us with gentleness, patience, and love, even in the face of great provocation. May the Spirit of God within us touch the hearts of those we meet along the way, either through our words or the life that we live. And may the Holy Spirit remind us of Jesus' word, which calls us to love one another just as he loves us. And may we be the vessel through which Jesus' love can be felt into the world this day and always. Amen.